good to talk to you. I just wanted to grab you because you're a trainer of a small team, but you travel this area a great deal in another sort of role for you.
Yeah, that's true, Andrew. I have 3 to 4 horses in work and do a bit of casual truck driving for a stock, karting stock and that around the area. Okay. A big area, 300K radius.
So you're travelling a lot of ground. Have you ever seen it like it is now?
Seen it like it is now in small areas.
Yeah.
And for a shorter time. We're heading into our third year. Out west, Ningen and further on, they're getting into 7 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not good.
You showed me some photos of back roads or main roads between areas and it's just simply dirt.
Exactly. Yeah, the main road between Cumbie Chance and Walgett, that photo was taken approximately 3 to 4 months ago. And the sheep were in pretty ordinary condition. They had to be helped up on and off the truck,
yep.
But they made it. And there's just no grass there.
Frank, yep. Relate some stories, because this is the sad part of it for mine, is just how dry it is, but the impact that it's having on country people that have been on farms for years, that they're just fighting times where they can no longer keep cattle, sheep or whatever they have.
Yes, Andrew. My boss and I, we've emptied in the vicinity of 8 properties of all their stock. They've got no stock left and they just can't keep going. They can't keep buying the feed. The hay has, and like it's been reported, it's trebled in price and that's no joke. That is right.
Yeah.
And they just can't, and you can't source it in this area.
Yeah. So they've been forced because of the drought conditions, but then the impact of prices.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't know their situations.
Yeah.
But of course, it's not good.
You must be you must have mixed views when you turn up that you're taking that cattle to the sale yards or whatever, the sheep to the sale yards, that you can probably see in their face just how tough the times are.
You can, and the emotion and you can hear in their voices, you know, that things are not good.
Yeah.
The poor buggers, you know, they're really struggling bad, and and water's becoming a big problem in lots of these areas. I have a brother that's got a chaff mill at Yugara,
yeah,
in the Forbes area, which is renowned for quality hay.
Yeah.
And he's going as far as Shepparton in Victoria, South Australia, sourcing hay for his chaff mill.
Yeah.
It's just going on and on and on too long.
I've got to ask the question, Frank, that I don't know whether you can answer, but because everyone's after hay, therefore the price does go up. But have the prices become silly?
If you're a hay producer, no.
No. Someone's going to win out of it. But
yeah.
I guess I'm saying that if, you know, everyone's after hay.
Yeah, they are. Everybody's after hay. Hay's always been a good backstop. When I was in the farming game with my brother, and we grew loose and hay, we were getting $5 a bale for it.
Yeah.
Now they're talking $25 for that same bale of hay.
Yeah. It's
getting beyond. People just can't afford it.
And the other thing is, Frank, at some stage we've got to run out of it, haven't we? Do we run out of hay?
There's lots. No, Australia won't.
Yeah.
Australia won't.
Because you can source it from different areas.
Because you can source it from Queensland. South Australia is a big hay growing area.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah.
Yeah. No, it's unbelievable. What we do need is rain.
Exactly.
You got a feel about it?
And no.
No.
No, it's not feeling good at all. But we need rain, and 2 inches today is not going to solve the problem.
No.
We need 6 months
of constant. Steady rain.
Steady rain. On and off, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, I just wanted to grab you, Frank, because you're not only a trainer, but just give our listeners some view of when you go out and you're taking the product off a farm because they can't afford to maintain those sheep cattle or whatever. It's a terrible side of what we're going through with drought. Thanks for your time, Frank.
No worries, Andrew. Thank you.
Good on you, Frank. Frank Hayes joining us here. We're going to go to Binaway. We are running a little bit over, but we've got a few minutes now to catch up with Narelle McDonald. Narelle is a farmer at Binaway, which is about 90 minutes from Dubbo. Morning, Narelle.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for joining us. Can you relate to our listeners the picture of Binaway and the property that you're on?
The property that I'm on, Finaway, is pretty well indicative of everywhere in the Warrnambool Shire. It's dry. It doesn't look very good. Quite sad, actually. We were lucky to get some rain back in March, but it came down here in about three quarters an hour. We got water in the dams, however, it did a lot of damage. And went out to try and dig some post holes the next day, and it had hardly penetrated to the ground. It's just so, the ground's so hard and so dry.
It just came too quick, the rain. You want that soaking stuff, don't you?
Yeah, you want soaking, steady, good, steady rain.
What's on your property, Narelle? Have you got, cattle, sheep, that sort of thing?
We're predominantly a sheep. We have always been a sheep farm, but we have cattle. At the moment, we are down to really, really minimum stock. I've never seen it like it here on my property. This property's been in my family for 164 years, and we're making hard decisions because this is going to be a really hard winter. But you have to make hard decisions so you can stay here and get through this.
How do you do that, Narelle?
A lot of yelling at each other, with love, and talking straight and thinking with your head, not your heart, and that is so hard.
Have you got a favourite sheep or a favourite cow that you just don't want to get rid of?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at two of them at the window at the moment. I've got two potty cows, one called Minnie Moo, one called Tracy, and I've got a sheep called Muffin. These are animals that their mothers died or they couldn't have them. So you try and save as many as you can, but we've also got one that's got to be sold. His name's Nelson, and he's a beautiful steer. But you don't like doing it, but you have to.
It's hard business, but it's got to a situation, obviously, listening to you, that the access of the feed that you need is becoming very hard or very, obviously, very expensive.
Yeah, it is. And there are some good people out there doing good work, trying to help everybody, the charities and everything, Rural Age, Out Angels, people like that. But unfortunately, they're only one organisation, and there are so many farmers. It's not just, the odd one here and there. The Warrnambool Shire, where I am, it's, just about every single person. Well, it is. It's the whole shire, and it's everywhere. I mean, I've driven around. I've driven to Dubbo. I've driven to Tullamore. I've driven to Scone, and the country is just, it's all in the same condition.
We say it every time I interview someone that we're just hoping that the rain does arrive. But you say there's a bit of yelling at each other in a positive way, but how do you stay positive?
You know what? My biggest thing is everybody sticking together. My old dad said, if we all stick together and help each other, we'll get through anything. And you know what? I think that's the Aussie spirit, and that's what we have to do. We just have to stick together and help each other whenever and wherever we can.
You're so right, the Aussie spirit. And that's the reason why this week we're out and about. I don't know whether you've been listening to any of it, Narelle, where you live, but we've been to Tamworth, we went to Ningen and Dubbo, and we're moving back towards town tomorrow at Bathurst. But I think it has generally, and I hope it has, reminded many listeners to us back in Sydney and in all parts of New South Wales that listen to us that might be thinking, gee, how about this rain? We're on a heavy track at Randwick on Saturday. We've got Moolumbah races off today because of rain. I think we've just got to remind all the community of the Aussie spirit that we need to help the country people, and we urge people to, I don't know, go and buy a bale of hay or do something that we can assist people with.
Exactly, and you've got to stop and realise you may hear somewhere along the line that, somewhere up in the country's had 15 mils. Most of the places up here haven't had rain for 4, 5, 6 seasons, and even if you do get a little bit of rain, it's it's not going to end in a hurry. You get the rain, then you've got to start rebuilding and basically starting from scratch again. And it's hard, but people do it. And that's just the way Australians are, you know. You just got to keep slogging on.
Resilience from the country. We've got that Aussie spirit. I've just written down Aussie spirit, and it's something that we've got to be very mindful of. Narelle, thanks for spending a few minutes with our listeners. I hope that things can turn around in the short term.
Yep, they will. I've got no doubt they will.
Love it. Thanks, Narelle.
Thank you.
Good on you. Narelle McDonald from a farm at Binaway, about 90 minutes north of where we are this morning at Dubbo. We're about to wrap it up. Bathurst tomorrow, we're there. Don't forget you can support, I mentioned Buy a Bale. You can do that by going to Buy a Bale online, but also by ringing them 1-300-327-624. 1-300-327-624. Vince Gordon, thank you for having us in your mounting yard again. Just to relate to our wide audience, our loyal audience, on the picture around Dubbo. Good luck to you on Saturday with your next race meeting.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. And look, a big thank you to you for your efforts and your to Sky Sports Radio. Your efforts are appreciated from the people in the bush, and they're genuine and very much appreciated.
No, fantastic. And I wanted to mention, it is a way off, but and we will talk more about it in the lead up. But Michael Hackett was in a really bad fall going back to. To Mingling,
yes,
and things have slowly improved, and I emphasise very slowly. He's in a rehab centre not far from us here at Dubbo. They've got a big night for him at the Star Hotel here at Dubbo on Saturday, August 31. Our good mate Cozzy, Sean Cosgrove, he's probably there back in the studio ready to go after the news with his preview. But Sean's going to be up here. There'll be auctions of many things, including the State of Origin jersey from 2018. They've got big racing package, thanks to you at the Dubbo Turf Club, all in support of Michael Hackett. So we'll talk more about it, but it's here at Dubbo at the Star Hotel on Saturday night, August 31. Thanks a lot, Vince.
Cheers, thank you.
Vince Gordon there. That's it for our extended program here from Dubbo. I'll talk to you tomorrow from Bathurst.
Racing HQ, brought to you by the Cozzy Osco. Buy a $5 ticket for your chance to win a share in a horse running in the $1.3 million race. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
Good morning, John O'Farr with your latest Sky Sports Radio news. The government has secured crossbench support for its cuts in tax after the Senate Alliance and Senator Jackie Lambie agreed to back the bill. The crossbench senators were the holdout votes the government needed as it seeks to pass its $158 billion tax cuts through the parliament today. A volcano on the Sicilian island of Stromboli has erupted, killing one, and has sent dozens running for their lives. Ash and smoke has been sent flying into the air, and molten material has started a number of fires in the surrounding area. And three legal firms have announced plans to launch class action lawsuits against the NRL over concussions from former players. The NRL is being investigated over the code's liability for reasonably preventable brain injuries. In sports news, St George Illawarra coach Paul McGregor has challenged his young guns to become dominant players when they host the Premiership favourites, the Melbourne Storm, tonight. The Dragons, they'll lose five players and bring in newbies Jai Field and Darren Nichols, but McGregor is confident they can walk away with a win. The meeting set down for Moolumbar today has been postponed due to the state of the track. Water on the track from the 300 metres to the winning post has been deemed unsuitable for racing. And the Netherlands have beaten Sweden at the Women's World Cup earlier today. The 1-0 result sees the Netherlands move into the final to face the USA, who proved too good for England in their semi-final. That's the latest news and sport on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Hi, it's Andrew Bensley from Racing HQ, and we're on the road heading for the last stop this week. How is Bathurst coping with not only winter cold temperatures, but drought conditions? Join us tomorrow morning from 9 from Bathurst Racecourse on Sky Sports Radio.
Who are you backing? Where we disguise an ad as a game show for punters. Ready, Tony?
Yeah, I guess.
This Saturday, if your horse runs second or third in races 1-5 at Randwick and Flemington, does Tab give you back a bonus bet up to $50?
This this is an ad, right?
Spot on! Races 1 to 5 at Randwick and Flemington. Well played! Who are you backing? Tab.
Excludes SANWA residents. Tab account fixed odds, win bets only. TNC's at website, gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help at 1-800-858-858.
Looking for all new TAB Queensland Greyhound Winter Racing Carnival action? Look to Queensland's first ever $500,000 super night, Albion Park, Thursday night, with Australia's Sprint Stars in the Group 1 Brisbane Cup Final. The exciting Chairman's Cup, explosive thunder and lightning finals, and more. There's only one place for ultimate Greyhound thrills. $500,000 super night, Albion Park, Thursday night. Part of the 2019 TAB Queensland Winter Racing Carnival.
Tabcorp and Sky Sports Radio support OzHarvest. OzHarvest collects quality excess food from commercial outlets and directs to 900 charities around Australia in a bid to eliminate hunger and food waste. Learn more at OzHarvest.org.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And the man who'll know all about the conditions is Jeff Haynes. Morning, Jeff.
Morning, Simon.
Have you got your thunderwear on there today with rain?
Yeah, it looks pretty bleak out here today, mate. But after listening to Andrew Bensley's show the last hour, I don't think I'm going to complain about rain again.
No, never at all. If only we could divert it and just, you know, put an indicator on it and send it up through where it's needed.
Yeah, exactly, mate. But at the moment, it's misty rain. We've only had probably a mill this morning. It's supposed to be on and off all day. So, yeah, it's going to be a bit of a bleak day, but that's middle of winter.
Yeah, you got to wear that, haven't you? Have you rated the track officially, Jeff?
We came up a soft six this morning. Two riders went around, Grant and Kevin Mayne. They both said a genuine six.
Yep.
So we just put this bit of misty rain. I think as the day goes on, they'll cut in a bit, and they'll probably it'll deteriorate pretty quickly because it's winter grass. It's quite usually dead. So it won't take much to turn around, but just have to weigh it up and see how we go through the day, mate.
All right. What's the rail position today, Jeff?
Actually, we've moved it out 4 metres from the 1300 to the 400 and 2 metres from 400 to the winning post. We raced last Tuesday on a heavy nine. We took a fair licking and then knocked it around a bit, and we've got races again next week, so we're just trying to foot the rail around a little bit. So it's got a good coverage of grass for that area this time of the year, but I'm sure they'll get off the fence and knock it around a bit today.
All right, well, let's just hope that the rain goes away from Hawkesby and heads out to where it's needed, and you have a great day.
Thanks, mate.
Good on you, Jeff. Jeff Haynes at Hawkesby. 20 past 10, Sky Sports Radio. Gary Harley's there. He's going to find all the winners. Morning, Gary.
Eight races, a few scratchings in the last, I think, but only seven starters there, but the track will definitely be soft. Travelling down the M1 today, there was a lot of rain. Haven't gotten to Hawkesbury yet as I speak to you, but I'd imagine that there's going to be some showery there as the weather forecast is. There's eight winners there, Sean. We're just
going to
find them.
Well, you're the man to do it, Gaz. In the first one, Disco Mo, $1.90. Two Drambula, $9. Three Judicator, $1.95. Four Braywood Gold, $23.5. Hard Expectations, $151. And six Supreme Boss, $19. Interesting race. The favourite one, Disco Mo, $1.90. But you've got three Judicator at $1.95.
It's got very good form, Disco Mo. It's been placed at sales too on the Kenzo and the Sox in Newcastle. On the Kenzo Southern Romance, speed at about 2.5 the other day. The second outside the leader, straightening. It was headed for the 150. The winner is pretty strong, this team. Struck a soft track at Scone on Scone Cup Day back in May. From Fourthville in England up there, didn't go too bad for a race like this. It was scratched from Newcastle Saturday, the run here today. The Blake shoot in devastating form. Four winners yesterday. The backup is Big Brisbane Carnival. So you got the right man on it, mate, that's for sure. Judicator is definitely the big danger. Gerald Wright's got it. It ran up wide the other day. Returned to front side, beat 4 lengths. Missed a kick. Was slow out. Back worse at midfield. Held up at the top of the straight. And it was a clear last at the 100. Made him a ton of ground of their own. It is a big threat. Number two, Dan Buller, a first start of Kieran Barr and David Eustace in the dynamic colours. Hit trial recently at Bramming, got beat about 2.5 lengths, got a bit tight, and number four, Braywood Gold. But it looks a dead set match race, 1 and 3. I went 1, 3, 2 and 4.
All right, now race 2, one your next, $1.50. Two Monstrosity is $6.50, three out, four Versifier, $26. 5 Flag of Nations 26, 6 Pancake 440, 7 Dynamic Moss 101, 8 Mandalong Sarah $7, 9 Minneapolis Miss 51. Another shorty, number one, you're next, it's $1.50.
Hard to go fast, and Portal very fast. First up recently, beaten about 4 weeks by the Disruptor, and led, shared the lead, straightening, headed at the 220. Now, shorter pulled up with a throttle, it was very slow to recover after the race. If you go back to January, it ran 2 good seconds, just beat both times in Canterbury. And this is not an overstrong lot. It does look the winner, no doubt. Number 6, Pancake. First up, Adam Duggan's got it up at Gosford. I thought it was second pick in the race. It runs second in a recent trial at Newcastle. Got back second last, got to the outside of the turn and ran on nicely, held together in the trial and had plenty under the bonnet. He's having a good trot too, Adam, but he's got that crackerjack youngster circle. Having his first Sydney start, the unbeaten horse on Saturday in town. If he does run as the track's wet, we'll see what happens there. But this horse will run all right. Timmy Clark's riding. Number 2, Monstrosity. I said to me one day, you're a monstrosity. I don't know yet what it meant. But this fellow, he was placed in a Hawkesbury trial recently. He was strained that last four wide by Robbie Nolan. Stretched out nicely in the runner. I thought he went pretty good. Jason Collins rides in today. And number 8, Mandalong Sarah's got a play. So 1, 6, 2, and 8.
Third event, one Arthur in charge, $7. 2 Covert Ops is 2 even. Number 3, more than number 1, 23. 4 Chili Chalk, 14. 5 Cruzy Fox, 126. 6 Enflorage, 26. 7 out. 8 Caribra, 16. 9 Miraculous, 23. Number 10, Mistress Mouse, $5. 11 Vivaro, 9. Number 12, Capital Line Lady, 12. 13 out. Favorite 2 even. Number 2, Covert Ops.
It's my best bet of the day. Surely today's the day. He's had 4 starts and 2 placings. All in town. He went second to 2 meters and 3 to plate back in September. He ran fourth on the Kempto to split text on the 4th of May, beaten 2.5. Got back midfield, worse than midfield. And last start was a really nice effort. He ran third at Rambling, beaten 3/4 of a length by Catmore on a heavy track. So the wet track's not going to worry. He's an I'm Invincible Colt. Last start, when he only could beat 3/4 of a length, he came out 2 lengths behind him at the start. He was behind the leader, running forward straightening, chair the leader for 150. He was only knocked out late. I think he'd be too good for these. Number 10, second. Mistress Mouse. I'll put him for second. Now, Mistress, and then a couple of draws lately. It's a 2 starts from Port of Canterbury, way back in January, but 3. Recent trial at Rambling that landed off the track. It was an easy win under no pressure. Now, Enamore runs second. It was a distant second, but did go okay in a race at Newcastle last Saturday. So the trial form was probably okay. Number 11, Vivaro, James Cummings. Failed at Kemmler last start, but it knuckled badly at the start on the 15th of June. 4 wide, no cover outside the lead, had a very tough run. It got wet about 6. It'll go a lot better. And 2 just runs at Moody Valley back in February. Got beat 3/4 of a length one day. It got beat about 4 the other one. But they weren't too bad, the runs. Number 3 more than a number 1. Wow. More than the number 1 from Pitts of Canterbury last start. Got me about 3.5. Got a top 4 chance here. 2, 10, 11, and 1.
Race 4, 1 Principatus is 126, 2 Wardeck 550, 3 out. 4 Seisura, 290, 5 Daxon is 101, 6 Layla de Vega, 6. 7 Menagerie, 220, 8 out, 9 RS, 101, 10 out. 11 Islands, 850, 220 favourite, number 7 Menagerie.
I think it'll win. Comes from a very, very good family, this filly. Go grind at all of the family. Look, by Zoostar, this filly. 3-year-old, she's had 2 runs for 2/3. Boston saw her off the move with January. I'm off the runway. Got me a week before. Joe was keen on it that day. From Murder Gossip behind Autumn, got me 1.8. They're both very, very good runs. One trial at Warwick Farm on June 21. Led all the way off the fence of the trial. Just pushed along in the straight by Jason Collins. He's riding today. I think he'll be very hard to beat first. Number four, Sazura. Been disappointed the other day at Wyle. Field of Eight was running fourth of the run. He's gone at the 200. Got beat about three by Perigord. Third of Wyle prior to that. Did well to get there. Runs have been okay, but nothing startling. Number 11, Islands can run a pace. So it's live on trainer Brandon Winner. Trial nicely at Rosehill recently. No pressure on it at all. Run second in the trial. Had a couple of runs way back in December, January. And number 2, Wardeck for Joe Fry. 7-4, 11-2.
On to race 5, one sedition is $6. Number 2, Ganars are 8. 3, Abigo Boy, 101. 4, Dynamic Bid, 7. 5, Johnny Roo Boy, 18. 6, Lagarde, 225. 7 out, 8, Rabans, 13. 9, American Salute, 750. 10 out, 11, Williamson, 151. 12 is Kenny Az, $12. 13, Charlie Tapp, 23 and 14 out. 225 favourite, number 6, Lagarde.
Well, it's probably a day at short price favourite. Most of them. They're not going to have a throw at the stumps here at $12. As Kenny Az beat my guard here the other day and run it down, and he's 12-1. Now, the little Japanese boy's got a riding, and he claims 4. So, as Kenny Az will carry 52 kilos on his home track, and he's a win in 2 seconds on soft track. Now, he covered a big run the other day when Robbie Dolan rode in here, first up on the 9th of June. He's run very well in 3 starts second up in the past. He's run 3 seconds. And I can't see why at a good each-way value he can't at least run a place and with a big chance of winning on this sweat track. So as Kenny Az, an each-way tip in race number 12, number 6, Lagarde. Well, the 7 trouble breaks through. Had a lot of chances. Well, it's like it's 1-2 races. 15 starts for 2 wins. I shouldn't say it's had a lot of trouble breaking through because I've got it mixed up with the other ones, to be honest. It's 1-2 of its last 4. 1 at Orange, which it won. And then it came to Kimmerer, one of the 14 to make it. The other day here, it had every, it appeared to have every hope it led the race. Sam Pivot and rated it up front, that's getting now beat it up a length. By Hitchin Brook, and it's got very good wet track. All 4 soft track runs that have run a place. It is 220, it's a leader, it's got Tommy Berry. You know, there's got to be a lot of support for it, but at the value, I just put the other one on top. Number 1 sedition, first up today. Richard Leach's got it, no trial. Hasn't raced since Feb. Placed at Canterbury last time in, and number 4 Dynamic Bid, 12, 6, 1, and 4.
On a race 6, 1 Golden Hits, $4, 2 out, 3 Quick Finance, 230, 4 out, 5 Nishimiya is 420, 6 Saving, 550, 7 out, 8 Naughty Bernie, 650, and 9 Captain's Legend, 51. Favourite here, 3 Quick Finance, $2.30.
You are start at Wyle. Now, I'll tell you what happened there, short at Wyle. Jackson Morris rode him. Kevin Moses has got him. Cleave in the box seat. Third behind the leader. In the straight, at the top of the straight, he went for